Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast. These discussions come from his radio show on sosradio.net. It's a Christian radio station you can plug in with for music or conversation.
It's just what God has done in my heart, what God has done in me, who I was, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago to who I am now through this journey about how God has changed my heart.
Thanks for supporting the podcast.
We're talking to Natalie Grant on SOS Radio today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Have you been watching the Olympics at all this last week?
I'm so bummed because we're on tour and at night when it's mostly showing, I'm on stage and I love the Olympics.
I know. They make it look so easy, I can snowboard like that, or oh yeah, I can just go down that.
I know last night, right before we went on stage, my guitar player and my bass player, my bass player picked up my guitar player to throw him like they were a pairs ice skating team. I'm like, no, it doesn't work that way. One, you don't have ice skates on. Two, this isn't ice. Three, he's going to fall and break his arm and I really need him to play the guitar. But that's what the Olympics does. It makes us all think that we actually can do it.
I don't know, you see people like Shaun White, they make it look so easy. But then I actually saw a picture of him in a boardroom with a group of people, and they had this clay model of a half pipe, and they had it all drawn out like it was math. And it was like, you need to get this speed to hit this, to flip around four times and have the speed to come down and carve here. So you need to hit about right here. And I'm like, wait.
You turned this into an entire math class.
Yeah. I'm like, you took the fun out of it. You made it into math.
I know. No, don't do that ever.
We're talking to Natalie Grant today at SOS Radio, and the road show's coming through Vegas on Thursday over at Henderson Pavilion, and you're going to be in Ontario, California on Sunday the 4th, but you guys kicked off this tour in Charlottesville, Virginia. What was that like? That community has been through so much this year.
Right? I literally said, oh, my word. Well, everybody knows who you guys are now. I flew I'm sorry that I didn't exactly know where Charlottesville was before then. But I think it was a cool place to kick it off, actually, because it was just, the tour is all about hope. And I think that when you think of it that way, you're we're going to actually several different communities on the tour that everybody's in need of hope. But there's a few of these communities that you're maybe God's taken us there for a reason this time around, because it's these communities need a lot of hope.
So as you've been talking with For King and Country and Matthew West about that whole idea, how has God kind of challenged your view of hope this year?
I think for me, my view of hope has been challenged in a way I wasn't expecting, and that was because a few months ago I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. And for me, it's I write these songs, and I've been doing this for almost 20 years now, and I'll be honest, I always viewed it as not, I get to be a singer, and I've always viewed it I'm a truth teller about the hope of Jesus, and I get to tell people about that. I've never thought about telling it to myself. And I was wait, all these songs that I've written that I've prayed would be an anchor for somebody else in the middle of their storm became an anchor in the middle of my own storm. So it honestly has really made my faith rise up in a different way after all these years. I feel a different authority, even in what I'm singing and saying, because I've actually walked through it myself. And that is I have a new understanding and appreciation for what it means when the Bible says to count it all joy when you fall under various trials. I've always never really truly understood that scripture, because why would you ever count it joy when you're in the midst of something difficult? That doesn't even make sense. But I think it's because you begin to understand the character of God and his peace in the valley more than you ever do on the mountaintop. And it doesn't make the valley easy. It just means that you understand the nearness of God in a completely different way than you do on the mountaintop. And for me personally, I feel like I'm able to deliver that message in an even more authentic way now.
We're talking to Natalie Grant on SOS Radio, and it's funny how God will use your own words that you write 10, 15, 20 years ago. And
yeah.
Then when you face a trial, like when you were facing cancer, it brings those exact words back to you that you thought you wrote for someone else.
Totally true.
What's the verse that he used this time for you?
1 Peter 5:10 is a verse that I've always loved, but I've always, again, I've quoted it to other people, hold on to this verse. It will help you, but it did that for me. And it says, the God of all grace, after you have suffered a while, will strengthen, perfect, establish, and settle you. And it really is true. You don't necessarily feel it, and that's because we put way too much stock in our feelings. But that reminder that our feelings don't dictate who God is, you know, he is who he is, regardless of how we feel, and that his presence in our life, like when we begin to like press into the presence of God, that tangible thing that you almost can feel, it doesn't change our circumstances. His presence changes us. And I think that that verse really, you know, came to life for me in a very, very real way.
And cancer is an interesting thing because I think under the surface for a lot of us, it's one of those fears you have. And when you're forced to face that fear head on, what did God teach you?
You know, cancer is a terrifying word. And even though, you know, before this experience, I actually didn't know there was, quote unquote, a good cancer to get. I'm like, I never put good and cancer together ever before. But it turns out thyroid cancer is one of the ones that if you have to get cancer, you're going to probably want to pick that one because it's curable. But it doesn't matter. They can tell you all of that, but you still hear the word cancer and it's terrifying. But for me, it was more like, oh yeah, so we have this, we're going to go in and do surgery. You may never sing the same way again. You know, you'll probably notice that your vocal strength isn't the same. Your stamina isn't the same. You won't have the same range. It might change your ability to hit the high notes. And I'm looking at the doctor like, sir, clearly you have not heard me sing before. I'm kind of about the high notes, sir. I'm going to need those. I'm about the strength and stamina. I'm going to need those. And, you know, so for me, it was a reminder of my identity. And, you know, for people who are listening, oftentimes we find our identity in what it is that we do or what we offer someone else, whether it's wife or husband or father or mother or whatever your profession is, or teacher or whatever it is. You know, for me, it was like, oh, that's right. Singer is not who I am. It's just what I do. Who I am is child of God, beloved, daughter, valued, cherished, and enough because of him, not because of a talent that he gave me or even something that I think he's doing through me, just enough because I'm his. And that reminder of my identity has been really, really powerful for me.
Thanks for streaming our podcast. Our SOS radio team is always experimenting with new things. By financially supporting the music and conversation in our podcast, you're helping it grow.
I use the SOS radio app when I'm working. I love the fact that there are no ads, there's no pop-ups, and I can listen to Scott Harold's podcast. I made a $20 gift to help keep the music commercial-free.
You can make a donation to help grow the podcast at sosradio.net or inside the SOS radio app.